Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Linus and Miss Nina here at 3 p.m. on the West Coast and on the East Coast, 6 p.m. Brought to you by the Essence of Success Radio Network here on Blog Talk Radio. Thank you for joining and supporting the show. Our show phone number is 646-727-2914, and the website is www.theessenceofsuccess.com. One question per caller, please, so everyone gets an opportunity. You are always welcome to call back into the show with a second question. The chat room is always open. Your moderator is Miss Nina. Time to time, we'll have other guest psychics joining the show to share their experiences and gifts, too. For more information or to schedule a private reading, go to the website. Right side of the page, you scroll down to Psychic Readings. Readings are done Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. We can accommodate your time frame. So spread the word, tell your family and friends about our show every Sunday and about Psychic Readings Monday through Friday. You just might learn something new. If no one has told you they love you today, well, me and Miss Nina do. Now I'm going to bring in Miss Nina. Good afternoon, Nina.
Good afternoon. Everyone, good afternoon, Linus. Yeah, I'm kind of excited to be back. I haven't been around since the beginning of December, so I hope you all had a Merry Christmas and your new year has started off wonderfully. I'm enjoying the new year so far. Let's face it, the old year was the bits. I'm glad it's over and done with, and I'm looking forward to bigger and better things this year. I have no birthdays, no anniversaries this week. Maybe next week, I can't remember. Yeah, Alzheimer's is kind of setting in here. Or should I say old-timers?
Well, I have birthdays, so I want to say also welcome around the world in the chat room, of course, on the phone. Birthdays, my cousin Wai, Irene. My father's birthday was Saturday. Happy birthday to David, my nephew, and also Professor Ed. So happy birthday to all of you, and hope you had a wonderful birthday. Okay, was there any other announcements? If not, we'll begin.
No other announcements other than maybe to tell everyone that there may be a new show coming in the near future.
Well, there you go. Sounds good to me. Also, I wanted to say for the folks that last week's show, the last 15 minutes of the show, if you go back into the archives, you will hear I did the poem Courage, and I also did Right Now. So it's Right Now is kind of like a poem. You have to hear it. But it just goes through things that are somebody is thinking about you right now, different things. So anyway, if you go back in, not that I don't want you to listen to the whole show if you so desire, but listen to the last 15 minutes. Just run the cursor down to 15 minutes before the show ends. I think you'll enjoy it. Yeah, it's really empowering. Okay, well, I guess we'll begin, Miss Nina. And our first call is area code 843. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, it's Laura. How you doing?
Hi, Laura. I'm doing terrific. And yourself?
Good. I wanted to know about my husband. He picked up a girlfriend, and he moved out a few months ago, but he still says he wants to work on the relationship, but he's been very vindictive and almost cruel with his phrasing. And I know the girlfriend because it actually used to be my girlfriend. Are they going to work out, or should I just actually give some effort for this?
Okay, what's his first name, Laura?
John, J-O-H-N. Her name's Jackie. I don't know if you need that.
No. You said D-O-H-N is his name?
J-O-H-N. J-O-H-N.
Oh, John. Oh, okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. All right, well, we'll concentrate on him and see. I'm picking up a weakness on my left side, but I'm not picking up anything ugly. But I'm picking up a weakness.
Jackie has some kind of medical condition, and John has knee issues. And I blew out his knees.
I don't believe he's coming back. Now I'm starting to get a little bit of a pain on my left side of my head. Yeah, I don't think he's coming back. He's kind of satisfied in the life he's living right now.
Got amazing.
Yeah, and he's playing games with you, Laura. You need to shut that down. Yeah, he's playing games with you. Just shut it down. It's like,
well, we have kids.
He wants his cake and eat it too. I'm sorry?
I said the only reason we're staying in contact is because we have kids in common, you know. And the thing that I got the feeling of, to be honest with you, is the fact that I was supposed to be a safety net. If things don't work out with Jackie, he's coming back here. That's the way I got the feeling of, you know what I mean? And I really don't want to be the safety net. But if they're going to work out, I'm okay because I just want to see him happy either way, kind of that personality in me, you know what I mean?
Okay, because I see him as a man that wants his cake and eat it too. In other words, he wants both of you. And that can't be.
He left
so
because of
one to satisfy, one to provide. So he has children. He's providing for you, and he's
no,
satisfying
he actually
her.
Isn't. He hasn't paid any support. He's paid support to her kids. This is the thing.
You
I apologize.
Like
I
said.
Yeah.
Well,
do you see him
that's
coming back at all?
You should
if this relationship
been.
Doesn't work out because that's his old pattern, and I just want to make sure I can have some freedom.
That you can have some freedom. You just make it up in your mind that you want freedom. Why are you waiting on him?
I've tried that before and he came back. You know, that's the only problem.
Because you allowed it.
Yeah,
no,
in the end, I allowed
it.
I agree.
Okay. He didn't put a gun on you and made you, told you to let him in, so you allowed it. If that's a pattern with you, then I don't understand what you're asking me.
I guess what I'm asking is he's seen the pattern. I've done it to him before, so I don't know if he thinks, assumes that's going to be the continual pattern. You know what I mean? That's what I was asking.
Well, yeah, if you've always done it before, why would he think anything different?
Because
you have to change in order for him to know that there's a change there.
I basically told him to come on the property. I basically told him if he's going to be with Jackie, stay off the property and no contact with the kid because he hasn't paid support. I know it's kind of cold, but I was trying to make a point. I've been the breadwinner for years, so
okay,
well,
don't look
of, like,
at your kids
him.
As a commodity, please. Don't look
oh,
at your
no,
kids
no, no.
as a
it's,
commodity.
With all due respect, he's verbally and emotionally abusive with the kids, so enough's enough. You know, like, he should accept, he should stop calling me mom, and she should call her mom. Oh, come on, that's abusive. I mean, that's going too far. So, but like I said, you don't see him coming back, I'm good. Just needed to know that. Thank you very much. Appreciate
if you
it.
Don't allow it, he won't come back. As I
said
in the beginning.
I don't think he has a reason to come back, with all due respect. The feeling I got was he's happy that way and he, you know, stay there.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
I was hoping to make sure I was. That's what I was trying to make sure of. Okay. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. I'm wishing you the very best, Laura. Take care, honey. I'm praying for you. Okay. Next call, area code 509. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, Lennis. How are you?
Fine, and you? Who's this?
I'm good. This is Erica.
Hi, Erica.
Hi. I kind of have like a very weird kind of question. I feel like there's a little bit of discrimination against people that are not U.S. citizens, and I've realized that when looking and applying for jobs, when they're government jobs, a lot of them require you to be a U.S. citizen, and I think that's wrong. Do you ever see that changing in the future? I feel like as
no.
a legal permanent...
It's not going to change, particularly because having a government position requires you to be a U.S. or Canadian citizen. Regardless of which country it is, you are required to be a citizen of that country because of some of the things that cross your desk. They may be secret, and maybe they don't want it released out into the public. So, no, that's not going to change anytime soon, and that's not discriminatory.
Mm-hmm.
That's life.
I'm only a permanent resident, and I've been here since I was a baby, since I was one, and I can't apply to some of these jobs because I'm not a U.S. citizen, and I just think it's wrong.
It's not wrong.
No,
stop. Why don't you become a citizen?
I already applied, but it's now taking about a year time frame. It used to take 3 to 4 months, and so I'm just in the waiting period. But it's been 6 months already, so I'm getting closer to the...
Yep.
Okay, Eric, I have a question. How long have you been here?
23 years since I was one, almost one.
Okay.
My mom came here legally.
Two questions I have. One, why didn't your parents apply for legalization if you've been here since you were a baby?
We are here legally. We are permanent residents. We we do have legal status. We are here.
Why did your parents not apply to become American citizens?
My mom doesn't speak English. So she has that language barrier, but yes, that's why.
Okay, well, good luck to you once you become a citizen, and all those jobs will be open up to you at that point in time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, thank
yeah.
you for a different perspective. I just wanted to know if that would change in the future, but I totally understand that it's a security thing. Like working for Social Security or working for the county or whatever. So I can understand that. But, yeah, thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Wishing you the very best, Erica, and thank you for your call.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next caller, area code 631. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Suzanne. Just were I'm wondering about my love life.
Okay, and good afternoon to you, Miss Suzanne.
Good afternoon.
Okay, anybody you're interested in right now we can concentrate on?
No, I had a blind date yesterday, but then he was supposed to call today, and he called at 3:30. He was supposed to do something today. He's like, oh, I slept. I think he's weird. And so now I don't know. I'm just trying to meet someone else.
Okay, so, but do you have an established relationship with this guy?
Nope.
No.
Oh, no.
Okay. Okay. I don't know why. I love my angels. They make me laugh. They're telling me Mac the Knife. When I think of Mac the Knife, I think of that singer. This thing, put that song out back in the 60s or something. Are you picking up anything, Miss Nina?
For some strange reason, the number 3. Now, I don't know why. There's no other explanation, but that's what keeps flashing at me is 3. Now, I have no way of knowing whether that's 3 months, 3 minutes, 3 days, 3 years. I don't know. Can you pick on up on anything about that?
3 weeks. When you said 3, I got 3 weeks. I also got the letter V. To me right now, it's telling me victory. So So 3 weeks of victory, that's just around, Valentine's Day. How about that? Okay, so Nina came up with three. I came up with the letter V, and it's telling me victory. So let's say in 3 weeks' time, you're going to meet somebody, and the victory will be is what you're, who you're looking for. You know what I mean? That matches what you're looking for in a mate.
Okay.
So, yeah, so I'm going to put 3 weeks and victory. I didn't see a guy, but I did get a V, and Nina got three, so... Let's say around Valentine's Day, you're going to meet somebody, and it's going to be somebody that you two are going to click. Well, like I said, what he looks like, I don't know. Sometimes I get description of a gentleman, but I'm not for you. But it's just things are going to work out for the best for you. So I'm just going to tell you to be patient within these 3 weeks before Valentine's Day. Keep those female antenna up because it's going to be a victory for you. This guy, whoever it is that you're going to meet.
Thank you so much. Did you get any vibes from the date I went on last night that I said no to? It's a today because I got weird vibes.
I got a headache.
I got a little bit of a headache on the left side. But it's not that he's a bad guy or anything. He's just a little different.
Yeah, he is. But you should think I should go for a little different? I just don't have it in me.
You know what, that's something you're going to have to decide. The angels aren't telling me one way or the other. Like I said, he's not a bad person. He's just different.
Yeah, he's different, all right.
Well, if you can handle it. One another, then don't.
I don't have the energy for real different.
Okay, then. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Let us know. Call us next month and let us know. I'd like to know who came into your life in February, okay?
I definitely will. Thank you.
You're welcome, Susan, and have a wonderful week. Thanks for calling. You're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. And that phone number is 646-727-2914. And the chat room is also open. So if you don't want to call in, you can go into the chat room. Miss Nina's there and ask a question there as well. Okay, next call, area code 760. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Lennis. Oh, welcome back, Miss Nina. Lennis, it's Carolyn. Lovely, Lennis. I am a couple of weeks ago after the show, you were trying to transmit some information.
It wouldn't go
related
through.
In a desperate. No, it didn't. But remember, I warned you that the just overwhelming issues with what, one of them is that there's just say interference in connecting with light workers or help is an understatement. But anyway, so I think you still have my email, and I didn't want to take up airtime. But you were so wonderful, and you even called me. All the other listeners, her halo is shining. She is. Lennis is so kind, and I just, although we got sabotaged, I was so grateful for your efforts. And if you find my email, I think you said it was going to be some information on altered DNA in lay terms.
Right. And I tried several different ways to send that to you, but it would not go through. It kept bouncing back, so I left it alone. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to turn you over to Miss Nina and see what she has to say.
Well, I would be interested to see Nina's, I'm so sorry, I can't remember, but she is the one who is messages from the angelic realm. Is that right?
I get messages from angels as well, yes, but I'm a Reiki master.
Well, any healing energy will be greatly appreciated, but that's been tried for you. Any messages, Linus? I had a specific question. One of the things that was taken from me was the healing stone, speaking of healing, a couple months ago, and almost quantum, it just disappeared into, I'm wondering if, I don't know if that's in your repertoire, but if you get any messages as to whether that will be restored to me or whether it's completely gone.
Is that your question, Carolyn?
Yes.
Yes, will be restored to you as long as you use positivity and surround yourself in white light.
White light from morning till night. But we're dealing with some pretty strong oppositional forces here. But that's good to know. It's good to know.
Yeah.
Any specifics as to, yeah, it was on me. Nobody else was in the house, but I don't know if there are any details or any other messages.
No, there's no other messages. That's all.
Okay.
That's for you.
Okay. Linus, I don't know if you still have my email, but you could try that, and I would be most grateful to explore that, because things are getting, to say the least, pretty desperate. But thank you for your past efforts, and maybe if you still have that email address, which you verified on the phone, it might get through.
Okay, I'll try it again.
Thank
should have
you
your
both.
Address. Oh, no problem.
Yes. Blessings.
Okay.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for calling. Okay, area code. Somebody's out. I got to go down to this one. You're on the air with Linus and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Veronica, and thank you for taking my call. Sorry, it was a one.
Would you say your name
yes,
is ma'am. Erica?
No, Veronica. Nice to meet you.
Oh,
Veronica. How you doing?
Okay, well, nice to meet you too, Veronica. Welcome to the show.
Love you. Ma'am, I have a question to both of you. I'm being professionals here. I'm going to concentrate on my situation. So there's because there's some chaos, right, where I live in front of me. And I've been there for almost going 8 years. And suddenly, there's too many. It's four units. I'm only one person, and my mom just passed away. And the owner, there was some freezing on Tuesday, and today is Sunday, and I've called him every day, even left the paper. They have not even gone to get the water. I don't have any water out of the faucets. Is he like doing this on purpose, or what do you see with the situation with these kids? I mean, I think that they're causing me a problem. Or I could be wrong. We all think differently, but I'm just worried about my water.
Okay, I'm not understanding why you're not having water in your house. Are you saying that it froze up and nobody has water in those units now? Everybody's out of water?
Hello?
It's just me.
Okay. Just you don't have water?
Exactly.
Did the pipes?
It's Tuesday.
Did the pipes?
Freeze, yes.
Okay. I don't know about the U.S., but up in Canada, it's illegal for them to withhold water from you. So if your landlord doesn't get back to you right away, I would go to your county or your city or something and report it.
Yeah, and you must have water. You need water to bathe and to cook. So you must have water. You're the only unit that's having this problem? Nobody else? Their water is running fine?
Yes, ma'am. And the people in front of him, the people in front of me, the police is there every day, every other day, and for almost a year now. And he told me on Tuesday, on Monday, that those kids told him that I messed up. I did it on purpose. I'm messing up the pipes, and that he was going to sue me. And I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't know where the pipe water is. I've been here 7 years. And then on Tuesday, the water that was freezing, there was ice Tuesday and Wednesday. But on Friday and Saturday, there was sun. And today, there was sun in the afternoon, and he didn't bother fixing it. So I just want to know.
You've been without water for a week?
Almost a week, yeah.
I'd have called the police on him. You shouldn't even want after 24 hours, Veronica.
Oh.
If he didn't do anything within 72 hours, 3 days, and actually it's not 3 days when you don't have water, so I know there's a difference. You could have called the police and reported him and said you haven't had water since Tuesday. Today is Sunday. You can't live like that. And if the landlord's not going to do anything, then call the police and tell them. I bet they'll get in touch with him and tell him, you can't do that. You know, you have to turn this lady's water on if they turned it off.
But
so your bill is
me.
Paid. It's not a problem with your water bill or anything like that, correct?
Exactly.
Okay.
What he told me was that he was going to take me to I don't know if he's lying because he is a manipulative liar. He said that he was going to take me to court for 6 months because I messed up the water pipes to my unit. That the unit's been there for 15 years.
Why would he even say something like that to you? Did you work on the pipes or do something with the pipes? Why would he even say
no,
that to you?
Because the kids in front of me, the kids in front of me, the police is there is all the police is there all the time, and he's blaming me. I'm not the only one.
Why is he blaming
police?
You
I mean,
for what's going on in another unit that doesn't have anything to do with you?
Exactly.
That I'm sorry, I'm getting confusion of what to believe or not believe, because I feel like if there's a problem with the people in front, that's an AB situation. What does that have to do with you not having any water in your unit? Did he turn your water off deliberately? Is that what happened?
Okay, so there is water when I have to go outside and move this blue thing that's connected to the main pipe in the hole where all the water flows in the unit. But when I turn it, the water is coming out of the pipes from the outside. So there's no, the water does not run inside the unit at all, not even the faucets, because it's leaking on the ground.
Nina?
And I reported. Yes, ma'am.
The only thing I can suggest to you is you get a hold of your landlord again and tell him that you require water in your unit and to fix it right away. If that doesn't work, get a hold of either the police or get a lawyer. That's all I can tell you.
Could I sue him for damages? I mean, like, because he really, could I sue him for any money for doing this?
No.
You would need to check with an attorney on that. We don't give legal advice. You would
have to check
with an attorney. Yeah. About that. And I'm sure the attorney will help you, but yes. That might be a suggestion for you to go. If the landlord doesn't do anything, and give him a time limit, like within 24 hours, you've been already without a week without water. So
yes.
Within 24 hours, if he doesn't address the issue, then tell him that you're going to get an attorney then. Somebody that can help you, or advocate. Don't you guys have rental? I'm just asking because I know we do out here in Washington. Do you have rental, like the State Department has a rental section or something where you can go to and talk to someone?
Yes, I think so.
About rental, yeah, about the requirements the landlord should do and stuff.
Go to them then, right away. Go to them tomorrow morning.
Quit
fooling around. Like, enough is enough. After 24 hours, you should have been jumping on something right away. Don't wait.
So if I don't do anything, he's going to take longer?
Well, yeah. Why should he work on it if you're not going to complain about it?
You know what he's done to the people? He'll turn off the water for two, three, so they can be evicted, and they won't have any water, electricity for 2-3 months.
He can't do that if you're paying your bill.
Are you paying your bill on time? And all that's current?
Yes, I'm all that's current.
Okay.
I'll do that.
All right.
Yeah.
Let us know. All right, Veronica. Let us know. We're hoping the best for you, okay? You're welcome, honey. Thanks for calling. Okay. Area code 518, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Linda. How are you?
Hi, Linda. Doing great, and yourself?
I'm well, thank you. But the previous caller, she can reach out to her elected official office also.
Yes, exactly.
And they can assist in housing matters.
Yes, thank you. I hope she's still, Veronica, if you're still listening, thank you, Linda, for expressing that and, you know, letting her know.
You're welcome. I used to do that. That's why.
Oh,
I worked with electric system, and we had a lot of numerous housing complaints. I had a disturbing dream last week about my mother, and she has already made her transition in 2005. And I wanted to know what, you know, if she's trying to give me a message about something, and I wasn't clear on it.
It'd be good if you could tell me a little bit about the dream, and then I would probably. What's your mom's first name?
Her name is Mary.
Okay.
She hit her head in the bathtub.
I'm sorry?
She hit her head in the bathtub in the dream.
She shot herself in the bathtub in the dream?
She hit her head in the bathtub.
She hit her head, Linda.
Oh, okay. I couldn't understand her. Okay. She hit her head in the bathtub. Okay. And what, she passed out after she hit her head?
Yeah. Like her eyes were kind of like blinking. But she did pass from an aneurysm in the brain. So, but I just don't know where that came from.
Oh, do you think maybe she was trying to show you what caused the aneurysm was from her maybe falling in the bathroom?
I'm wondering.
You weren't aware of that? I'm sorry?
No.
Oh.
This seems so weird out of nowhere, you know.
I'm concentrating. I'm asking the angels right now what message does she have for you.
Okay.
I'm getting something she wants you to see about yourself. Also, I'm getting a sharp pain in my right clavicle on my shoulder, right inside. I'm getting a sharp pain. But, she wants you to be careful about something. Don't hit your head up against the wall about something.
Okay,
Nina, are you picking up anything? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
What I picked up is your mom wants you to think long and hard about a decision that you are thinking about right now. I'm not getting clarity on what you have to think about right now, but she wants you to really think long and hard about it. She is in a good place, and she loves you. That much I picked up. Now, as far as what you have to think about, it's not coming. But she wants you to think long and hard about whatever the decision is that you have to think about right now.
Don't hit your head against the wall. I think that's what it is when she fell. Don't hit your head against the wall with this decision. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
It's almost like a warning. Yeah. Protection. She's your protector, too, but it's like a warning. So I'll put it like this. Whatever that you're doing, just be cautious about every step. I don't mean walking. Whatever that you're doing in your life.
Right.
Yes. You know, like if it's a promotion for a job or maybe you met somebody, just be cautious. You know, that's why I said every step, you know, whatever that comes your way, just think about it for a minute or two and then go ahead with your decision or whatever that you'd like to do.
I will.
Okay.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Thank you.
And stay in touch with your mom. She's right there. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Have a wonderful week.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now I think that's caught up. Let's go back up now. Area code 413. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, it's Alexandria.
Hi, Alexandria. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific.
Good. So I am just calling just to get a general, I guess, census. I do have tons of questions, but I'll spare you the agony of hearing my questions.
Well, we can only take one, so let that one be the most important to you. Yeah.
Oh, I have so many. I have so many. I'm currently working on some more education for myself. I'm in a job that doesn't pay as much as my education, but I love my job. That's why I'm still there. So I'm kind of wondering where, if it's going to change soon, or like in the next 5 years, will I be doing what I'm studying?
Are you a teacher?
I am, yes.
Okay, that's what I got right away. Let me say thank you and God bless you. Because I know for teachers, you guys are so underpaid, it's not even funny. I'm saying thank you for having the patience and the courage to do that particular field, because I know it's hard. Okay. Next 5 years. I see you moving up from counselor to principal. Were you thinking about that?
Yeah, I'm
okay,
because
I see you moving up in 3 years, you'll be a counselor, and 1 year, less than two after that, you'll be a principal. So it's a fast move. It's like after 3 years, once you're the counselor and you apply for a principal, kind of on a fluke when you do this, but you get the position. It's that fast that they hire you. Like, okay, you meet the qualifications and what we're looking for, and you've already been a counselor.
What do you mean by counselor? Because that's not what I'm studying per se. I'm about a year away, year and a half away from my doctoral degree in higher education. And it's in higher education and administration.
Okay. Well, that's what I saw. I saw you a counselor and then a year and a half after that a principal. That's what I'm seeing. Nina, are you seeing anything different?
No, I'm not. It's exactly what I'm seeing, too. I don't know on what level the counseling is or anything. It could just be that you are doing extra work counseling some of your students. It could just be that.
Okay. Is it within the company the school that I work for, or maybe in the public area, or maybe going to university or college?
No, it's within the school that you're in right now.
Okay.
But you're going to have an opportunity, because I'm seeing this, that you could also teach in the professorship in college. So you also that going for you, too.
I've been applying now to colleges, multiple colleges. I probably put out 50-plus applications to colleges to be a professor at a college, and I haven't heard back from maybe one, and it was just the first round interviews, and then they went with someone else. But I have been applying all the time, and I haven't heard back from anybody.
It's coming.
Well, you will now. Yeah, you will now. You will now. It's time. So, in fact, in 6 months, you should get a move up. Whatever you're doing right now teaching, you'll get a move up to something else. It may be still in teaching, but it's paying more. You know, a little more. But,
right.
Yeah. So, but I definitely see the counseling and then principal. So, but you know, life changes, right?
It
could
change.
You may
decide
in a year or so that you will do want to be a counselor, and then from there go to, you know, be a principal. So, yeah, it can change, but it's all for the good. That's what I see. It's all for the good that you're doing. So
it's kind of
your PhD is probably what's going to give you that principal. That's why it's like when you work as a counselor, what they're showing me is that this position comes open and you're ideal for it, idyllic for this. So I think that's why you get hired right away. That's why I said it's like fast, it's fast track from counselor to principal. It's, you know, not that long of a wait before that happens.
This was a whim. Right before my grandmother passed away, she was the one that raised me. She kind of asked me, in a sense, what do you want to do with the rest of your life? And this was probably a week before she died. And I was going back to school, so I knew that. But I just didn't go back at that time. I had a bachelor's degree when she, before she passed away. And I didn't like the profession I was in. And so I, just out of nowhere, I said, maybe I'll just go back and be a teacher. And just out of nowhere, she goes, well, that's a great idea. And I thought about it, and it took probably a year after she passed away that I went and got my master's degree. And I did it in 14 months. So I went full-time for my master's degree, and I was very lucky not to have to work or, you know, I had to watch my kids, and I was at home with my kids. You know, things just lined up for me to have this opportunity. And I liked it so much that I finished my degree in December, and by February I was already starting my doctoral degree program. So in a way, I felt like I was making my grandma
proud. You're
doing
it, girl.
Yeah, because
you're doing
it. She was pretty impressed. I'm trying, let me tell you. Sometimes it's so hard because these studies are so difficult right now. I'm taking a law class. It's so wordy and it's so comprehensive that sometimes I do want to quit. But I'm like, no, I can't do this. I have to finish this. Oh, my gosh, I have to finish them. So far, I'm one class away from the actual classes, and then I'm starting my research for my doctoral dissertation. So it's like, I need to do this, but it's so far away.
Well, what you think is far away is like a blink of an eye.
Yeah.
It'll happen so quick that you're like, wow, do you know in 2018 I was blah, 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 and all of a sudden 2020 you're on the top of the world. You're sitting on top of the mountain.
I hope so. It'd be really nice if I could get a little bit of a boost in pay. I work for a private school right now, and I love it. Don't get me wrong. I absolutely love it. But when I look at peers that have the same education as I do, they get paid probably double what I get paid from the private school. But I love teaching, and I love doing what I'm doing there. It would be nice because I not only teach at a school, I also teach piano lessons and singing lessons at home, and I work for a church, and I do whatever I can extra just to kind of make ends meet in a sense of a way. And it'd be nice if I could just have one job so I can come home in the afternoon and not have to worry about my other jobs, but I feel like that's my personality, just to do 10 million things all at once.
Oh, you're living your life fast, girl.
Yeah, very true.
But no, that's fine. Everything's going to come about. In 3 years' time, you'll be on top of the world, believe me. And it'll go by so quickly before you realize it. And it's like, boom, it's there. And the opportunity for you to step up two steps, counselor and principal, and you'll be making the money. I don't know if you'll actually be at the school you're at now when these jobs come about. I have a feeling you're at another school or maybe even at a university, but you're not where you're at right now. So, yeah,
nice.
These 3 years are just to get you ready.
Yeah. Do you think that eventually it might turn into like a superintendent kind of job?
Well, sure, you've got the education and the skills and background. Sure. Why not? I saw principal, but why not go further? You don't have to stop there, right?
That is true. That is true.
Okay, then. All right, then.
Well, thank you so much for answering my questions.
You're welcome, Alexandra, and I'm wishing you the very best. But you know what? I know you're going to do good, so... Because I can see what you can't see, I'm going to tell you right now, congratulations and thank you.
Thank you so much.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Have a great night.
You too.
You too, ma'am. Bye-bye. Okay, you're listening to Sunday Free Psychic Readings with Lennis and Miss Nina here on the Essence of Success Radio Network. Now, the phone number is 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. And the chat room is open because Miss Nina's also in there moderating. So please feel free to go in there as well.
Okay, our next caller is area code 402. You're on the air with Linus. And Nina, who's
Hi.
This?
Hi, ladies. This is Sharon.
Hi, Sharon. How are you?
Hi. Just resting today. Anything that you could pick up for me would be great. I've got some legal issues with my home association that I've got. Battling with.
Okay. What do you want us to concentrate on? This most important to you right now.
That. My home.
On your home, and so we're concentrating on what, Sharon, about your home?
Oh, with I've got a legal court date coming up. They're trying to take my house.
Okay, and you want to know if that's going to happen or not? Is that your question?
Right. I mean, yeah.
Or will
I,
you
I
be successful in holding on to it?
Right, yeah, that would
okay.
be.
Okay. All righty. I got a no. Ooh, and a bad headache. Whoa. Wow, on the right side of my temple, going back. Ooh, a hard pain. Yeah, the angels are telling me no. Sorry. That's what I'm getting is a no. This says a lot of confusion, paperwork, misunderstandings.
Yeah.
Attitudes, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And the end result will be a no. So, yeah. What did you pick up, Miss Nina?
It's so unjust.
I picked up the same thing. Do you have a lawyer?
Yeah.
No, I'm just trying to get one. Yeah, they've been breaking in and stealing my all my paperwork, you know, my evidence. And, you know, we went to court before and proved that they were responsible to fix all these things, and they've never done it. And yeah, it's bad. You know, they're bad people. They don't want to put the money out to fix the stuff, and they don't like send notices on time. You know, it's a lot of underhanded stuff.
Maybe the universe is telling you it's time to move, Sharon.
Right, but I got to have some money to do that. I mean, I own this home. This is all I have.
Okay,
yeah,
so since you own it, why are you having problems legally? Are you behind in your mortgage?
No, it's not. It has nothing to do with the mortgage. It has to do with the, you know, the association dues. Which, they've broken the contract. I'm sorry?
Ouch.
Are you behind
her
in debt?
Agent.
Yeah, but they have never fixed anything they're supposed to fix.
And they're
not
going to.
I don't even have clean drinking water. They've just been trying to get me out, and it's horrible.
Well, that's one way. If you don't pay your HOA, that's one way of them. I hope you read that contract when you signed that HOA.
Yeah, you can't get behind in that. If you're behind in that, they can do whatever they want legally. That's something you can't get behind in. If you want to go after them to do the things that you need to get done, then you need to get a lawyer.
Yeah, you know, it's tough to do because I have, it's just, it is so complicated because they have breached the contract, not me. And,
wait, just a minute, Sharon. Just to point out a fact, you have also breached the contract by not keeping up with your HOA fees.
I went to court, proved that they were trying to defraud everyone. And judge told them they needed to work with me or they'd have 97 lawsuits, meaning the other homeowners probably. And instead of seeing or doing anything they've been supposed to do, they've been sabotaging everything and vandalizing my home and all of that. I don't even have clean drinking water.
Then you need to go back and get an attorney and go back to the judge and make that decision and let him know that nothing has changed, that it's still going on, even though he made the decision for them to improve. Yeah, get an attorney and go back and see that same judge. And
well,
then that way
the thing
you
is, they,
go ahead.
Well, there's a I'm supposed to go to court. He filed some kind of court thing that I wasn't notified in time at the end of the month to see about removing me from my home, which I don't understand.
Get a lawyer. That's all I can tell you. The angels are just there jumping up and down, telling me you need to get a lawyer.
I know, but you know, you got to have money for a lawyer. I've been trying. Do you see a lawyer out there that would help me?
They should have, you know what, every year the lawyers have to do some cases where they don't charge. What is that? No pro, I can't even think what that's called.
Yeah, pro bono.
Yeah, pro bono. So what I would do is in your state or city, it should be a lawyer's referral. And in fact, it should be listed in the phone book or, you know, go on the internet, yellow pages. But anyway, look for a lawyer's referral and talk to them and whoever that you have for a consultant, just talk to them and tell them, look, this is where I'm at. I don't have the money, but I need help. And I believe that you would get paid, you know.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, you can't believe it. I don't even have a working car because they vandalized my car. So it's just unbelievable. I don't even know if that's going to work out.
Okay. Well, I'm wishing you the best, me and Nina are, so I hope that things work out for the best, but do get an attorney because that's about the only way you're going to see daylight. So get an attorney to assist you. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, Sharon. Thank you for calling. Wishing you the best. Okay. Next caller, area code 412. You're on the air with Lennis and Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Pam. How are you?
Fine. Kim, K-I-M?
No, Pam, P-A-M.
Oh, Pen, P-A-N or P-E-N?
P-A-M, Pam.
Okay. Oh, Pam.
Yes.
Okay, Pam, welcome to the show. And what can we answer for you, young lady?
Well, I would like to know if you see a good romantic relationship coming to me soon, a long term.
I got a little bit of a headache and then it went away as quick as it came, so that's good. Who's Josh? J-O-S-H. Do you know a Josh?
No, I don't.
Huh, okay. I see a man in the background, and he's fussing at you. I don't know why, but I see this man, and he's animated, waving his arms and stuff. Looks like he's arguing with you or he's fussing with you. Someone from your past, a tall gentleman, slender, from your past. Oh, it's almost like he's telling you to leave him alone, that he doesn't want to be bothered. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe you might know who that is.
I don't. My fiance passed a couple years ago, but he's not tall.
No, this is a guy that's in the present.
Well, no.
That I'm picking up.
There is a guy that likes me, but I don't like him because, well, I think he just drinks too much. I don't want a relationship with him.
Okay. Well, maybe that's the guy that I'm seeing because he's very animated. I mean, I'm not happy about it, but mm-hmm. seeing him, but anyway. Nina, are you picking up anybody for Pam?
No, I'm not.
Yeah, I didn't either. Not really. I didn't pick anything up. Sorry, Pam. We tried.
Okay. Okay.
Give us a call next Sunday. Maybe it'll come through a little bit clearer for you, okay?
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Area code 818. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, girls. It's Yvette.
Hi, Yvette. How are you?
I'm good. I have an interesting question. So this guy, his name is Everardo, and I do think he likes me. He kind of gestured the other day, kind of asked me to dance at this thing I was at, and I was startled because we don't really have a lot of conversation, but I do know he likes me. It's just, I just know that. And when he entered my space, I looked at him like, well, I think I'd rather talk. I didn't say this, but my mind was like, I'd rather talk than, like, you know, let's, like, have some normal conversation. But then he disappeared. And I guess I want to know what's going on with him and how do we proceed forward.
Okay. And his name is Eduardo. Is that correct?
Eduardo, yes.
Okay. Well, he thinks you're cute. Kind of shy, he is.
Yeah, a little,
he's a fun
little
guy.
Shy.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He runs away from you, but he runs back to you. That's funny. He's like a boomerang. Boom, 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 boom. I get that he's a nice guy, though. I'm getting a good feeling off his spirit.
No, he is. You're right. He is, like, I'm like, I have to contemplate it because I know he is all that.
Yeah. Well, just speak up, Yvette. I mean, I'm not picking up anything bad about this guy.
Okay, so this is what, this is the part that's interesting. So it's been going on for about a year where I know he thinks I'm pretty amazing, and I'm like, okay, God, dude, like, give me a break. Like, just calm down a little bit, you know? Like, every now and then it's, like, just kind of really excited, and then, like, but I think lately he's been really normal, and then till that thing the other day. And I'm like, okay, why do I don't feel comfortable? I mean, I think he's a good guy, and I think if we were to go out, I'd be fine and everything. I just, why do I not feel open and comfortable? Because it's like the whole hype. Like when he enters my space, it's like,
what, honey?
I feel like, wow,
so
I'm
you two
blessed.
Have been kicking it for a year. You and
no, we
him
not
have
haven't been kicking it at all. No, I just I see him, and this event, this place that we go to. Like the gym. We go to the gym or this workout place, and I see him there, and he works on a particular day I go to, I just feel like every time he sees me, like when he jumps into my space, I'm like, okay, like, and even though people, I'm friendly friendly and outgoing, and it takes time for me to get to know people and have that side show sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I know he sees it when I interact with other people. He's like, why am I not getting that?
So you have been observing this guy for a year, but you two have really just went out on a date or anything like that.
No, we haven't, nothing has happened.
Yeah, you're just friends. So, yeah.
No, I wouldn't even say we're friends yet. because I would say we're like looking at each other. I know he's looking at me, and but when he made that gesture,
tell me this, Yvette. You've seen him all this time, and you've noticed him, and he interests you. Why haven't you went up and started talking to him?
Because it just never felt right. I mean, I just like again, it seems like I just my thing was, every time I see him, I'm on blast. I'm like, okay, so I just never felt comfortable. It's like it feels like, even though I know he's a nice guy, I know nothing's wrong with him, I'm like, God. So when he entered my space again, I'm like, why do I not feel comfortable? It's like it feels a little bit showy. It doesn't feel like, okay, let's just be grounded. And like, I think showy's fine because I am showy, but it's like, let's have like this, like, let's just like, hey, it would have been like, hey, want to hang out and chat? Instead of being like, jump in my space. What? Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Okay. Nina?
I don't know what you want from me, but all I'm going to say, if you haven't done anything up till now, why are you worried about it?
It's not a question of worried. I figured, like, if a guy, enters a woman's space like he did, and there's obviously this energetic dance going on. No one has made, he's made gestures and said stuff, but just, I just never felt right about it. I'm like, okay, like, I think he's cool, and it just never felt like the right moment, or it just never felt like I felt safe enough or open enough to.
What is your actual question for us? Are we supposed to tell you to go with this guy, avoid
no.
this guy? No. What is
I was just asking what is your general feelings about him?
He's a good guy. He's a good guy.
Okay.
There's nothing wrong with him. He's a little on the shy side. He has a great sense of humor. He's a gentleman. I don't know. What else do you want?
Okay, so this is what I'm going to ask you. I'm thinking about giving him an olive branch. And I feel like I need to do that. And I want to, like, just say, hey, not ask him out, but just say, hey,
why wouldn't you ask him
check.
Out? Why won't I? Why wouldn't you ask him out?
Ask him out for coffee?
Ask him out. What's wrong with that? I mean, we're 20.
You know what?
This is 2018. Ask him if you want to go out to lunch or have a cup of coffee or tea.
I will
with
do
you.
Anything that I feel that's, at this point, I can feel, I will do what I feel. And what I'm asking is, there's certain, I don't know how to explain it, but, like, I think at this point in our connection, since he did that, it opens up a door for me to, like, extend an olive branch of some kind. So I guess I'm asking, how do you see it turning out?
That's up to you. Like I said, he's a nice guy, so it's up to you.
Right.
The ball's in your court, darling.
Thank you.
And
you're totally
right. It's
in
your court, Yvette. Make that step, girl.
Okay.
Make that step.
Thank you.
Yeah. Show up and show out. You know, you're a good person. What do you... don't complicate
it. Well, yeah, I am.
You
and
see
I
him
know
at
he
the gym
that,
and...
So.
Yeah. You see him at the gym, you know, when you get through working out, he's still there. Just ask him, say, you know, would you like to have a cup of coffee or tea with me? Or maybe can we go out to lunch sometime? And now you can start working on the relationship, if it will be or not.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
There's nothing wrong
Thank
with
you.
A woman asking a guy out now, or even paying for lunch or
that.
Dinner. This is
but,
yeah.
Yeah,
you're
I
a little
guess,
shy
me,
too.
Guess,
come on,
huh?
You're a little shy too.
Oh, for sure, absolutely. So two shy people. I mean, come on, give me a break. Except I do have, I don't know. I know how to like cover it up when I have to.
Yeah. Okay, well, let us know. Give us a call back and let us know
Hello.
How things go. But like we said, he's a
Thanks
good
for
guy.
Your, yes. Yeah, you're right.
Oh, you're
Thank you.
You're welcome, Yvette. Have a wonderful week, honey. Okay. Good afternoon. You're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Oh, hi. Hi, Nina. Linus.
But anyway, who's this?
My name is Patricia.
Hi, Patricia.
I've been listening to your show. I'm really enjoying it. Thank you for being on the
Good.
Air and available. And I was curious, too, about having a lover and, love affair and meeting someone in 2018 or, in the first quadrant. I'm being picky now. Anything that you see, that would be wonderful.
Yeah, right away. What is your name again?
It's Tricia.
Tricia, let me tell you, it's going to come up pretty fast here for you. I see April. And it's a long-term relationship, too. And this guy is a businessman, suited and booted. And, I mean, he dresses nice, very handsome, very nicely dressed. He works for a big corporation. Which one? I don't know, but they're telling me he does. He travels a lot in his job. I think he does training. Let's see, what else? You're going to meet him just prior to Easter, because I see him asking you, do you want to go to church on Easter? And it's going to shock the hell out of you, because you're like, what did you say? But he's going to ask you, would you like to go to church on Easter? Mm-hmm. Let's see, what else? He's no nonsense, pretty much to the point. I mean, yeah. Yeah, he doesn't play games. Could be an Aquarius or an air sign. What's air? Aquarius, Gemini, and something. Aries. I don't know, but he could be. I think more Aquarius is what I'm picking up. But you'll meet him in April. You'll meet him in April, and it can definitely be a long-term relationship. Yep. Sam. I got the name Samuel or Sam.
Okay.
I'm with Samuel. Okay.
Can I ask?
Okay.
You?
That's what I picked up. What'd you pick up, Miss Nina?
Nina. Nothing.
Nothing. Okay.
Oh, okay. Well, I hope you wrote down what I saw, because it came pretty fast. So, April is your month, young lady. That's when you're going to meet your heart's desire.
Where am I going to meet him? I mean, like, what kind of an area or environment? I'm living somewhere where I'm not sure if I really want to live in this area.
Excuse me, but that's the second question, and we're only taking one question.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Yeah. I'm
that's okay. You can always call back in, and we'll answer that second question for you, huh?
All right.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Tricia. Okay, got to move on. We got almost to the end here. Area code 856, you're on the air with Linus and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, guys. How are you? It's Rosemary. I haven't talked to you guys for a little bit now. I guess I'll stay with the topic for relationship, if they're going to communicate with me, don't I? Thank you, though.
Okay, who is this?
Rosemary.
Who is this? I'm sorry.
Rosemary.
Oh, Rosemaria. Okay. How are you doing, Rosemaria?
Doing good. I've been working my ass off, but I'm doing good. Doing good.
Who ain't, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to see who's coming up? Oh, where do you live? In Florida or something?
Now I'm in South Jersey right now.
South Prairie? Where?
Jersey. South Jersey, New Jersey.
Oh, South Jersey. Okay. This person is coming up from Florida. Because this guy lives in Florida, but he's coming up. So you're going to meet him in Jersey where you're at. What is he coming up there for? Visiting relatives, possibly parents or grandparents. Yeah. They live there. So, yeah, but he's out of Florida. He lives in Florida. I don't know about long-distance relationship, but anyway, he's there visiting. And you run into him at, they're saying a grocery store, Starbucks, and a gathering. So those are three places.
Cool.
And he's got a big Cheshire smile, beautiful teeth. He has beautiful, beautiful teeth, smile. And he has almond-shaped eyes. And I don't want to say he's white or black, because he's so light-skinned, he could be white or he could be mulatto. He could be mixed. He's very light. But he's got a beautiful smile. So wherever you're at in those three places, and he has almond-shaped eyes, almost look Egyptian. Yeah. You two will hit it off at first. You really will. The conversation that you two have between you will be inspiring and empowering. So I guess you lift him up and he lifts you up as well.
Cool. So Starbucks, gathering, or supermarket. Cool.
Yep. So that's what I'm getting. Now when, let's see, Rosemary. The third week of February is when you'll meet this guy. And you should be talking on the phone with him by the last week of February. You know, you two will be communicating strong. So you'll be meeting him the third week of February. Now, they're not telling me if it's a weekend or during the week. I feel like it's like during the week that you meet him than the weekend. But, yeah.
Cool.
Okay?
Appreciate
all right, Rosemary.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a wonderful week, and thanks for calling and let us know, girlfriend. You know what time it is.
All right, thanks. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, next call, area code 307. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, this is Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa. Melissa.
Hi,
or Alyssa?
Alyssa.
Terrific. Alyssa, there we go. Okay, how you doing, young lady?
I'm doing okay. How are you guys?
I'm
great.
Fine. Great.
Good. I was just wondering about a relationship, too, if you see anybody coming into my life.
Okay, now, are you seeing anyone right now, Alyssa?
No. No.
Okay. All right. Okay. Are you having a problem on the left side of your face, a molar? Are you having a tooth problem?
But
a molar?
It would be my...
Right on the left side, lower jaw.
Yeah, I am. That's weird. Yeah.
Okay,
because
I'm feeling it. Okay, do it, because I'm feeling it, and it's hurting me.
Yeah.
Look, and it's
yes,
your mouth.
I whitened my teeth yesterday, and it made them really super sensitive. And so that tooth's been bothering me today really bad.
Oh, okay.
It made
all
it
right,
worse.
Darling.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I picked up on it. Okay. You like a man that's a little thick, not obese or fat.
Yeah.
But just a little like
yeah.
a fullback, football player type of guy.
Yeah, bigger,
yeah,
than, bigger than me.
To him.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, you like that kind of build. You like
yes,
I do too.
I
like a thick man. I don't do. Excuse me. I don't do skinny.
Yeah,
I don't
like
know,
it
just
when,
feel
I, when I feel like I'm gonna smash him.
Yeah, feels like protection. Okay.
Yeah.
1st of March. I'm getting March 1st.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not seeing him as that tall, though. The only thing, his height is either 5'9", 5'10", or 5'11".
Okay,
I think more between 5'10", and 5'11", almost 6 feet, but not quite.
Okay, that's perfect.
Let's see, what else? He's busy. Oh, my God.
Yes.
When you're with him, you guys are always on the go. You're always on the go. He's like, let's go here, let's go there. You're always on the go with him. He's just a really hyper person. He's very hyper. I mean, and you're doing things. Okay. They're good things now. It's nothing bad. You know, you might say, well, let's go to the store. Let's go to swap meet. Let's go over to the flea market. You know, you're like, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he is busy. I mean, which is good. I mean, that's.
Yeah.
That's good. That's
just, I'm glad that you see somebody coming into my life.
And he works on cars. Let me tell you. I think this man owns a repair shop. He works on cars. So, and it looks like he's the owner. and he's got like four guys working for him. He is the owner. Okay. He owns a repair shop. Yep, he owns a repair shop.
Okay.
So he does
cool.
Pretty good. Yep, 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 yep. Definitely single. I think he almost got married once and he didn't. For whatever reason, between them, they bowed out. But, yeah, and he doesn't have any children. So it's just him by himself. And he's a loner. He is a loner.
Mm-hmm.
So when you meet him, you're going to have to really speak up.
Okay.
It's not that he's shy. He's just a person like, you know, he likes being by himself. So you got to show him that he needs to be with somebody, not just by himself all the time. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any feeling where I might meet him at?
Well, that's what I was trying to see. Where are you going to meet him?
That's the second question.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Well, he does a repair shop, so I'll put it like that. But real quick, that's right, because Nina says the second question. One of your friends is going in to get their car repair, and that's how you're going to meet that guy.
Okay.
Okay.
So go with her. Go with whoever's getting their car fixed.
Yep, yep, yep. And you're going to go with her, and that's how you're going to meet that
okay.
guy. I'm sorry, I don't have a timetable, but if your girlfriend says, go with me for company, go. Okay.
I will for sure. Okay,
okay,
thank
Elisa.
You so much.
You're welcome.
Have
a wonderful
day.
You too, young lady. Okay, one more. We've got area code 954. You're on the air with Lennis and Miss Nina. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
How can we help you, young lady? And welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. I just wanted to know if you see any job opportunities coming my way.
Okay. Which field are you in?
Medical.
Okay. All right. Are you a nurse or assistant?
No, I basically do paperwork.
I see you working with a nurse. I'm sorry?
I just do basically paperwork with insurance and things like that. Processing paperwork like with insurance. Mm-hmm.
All right, I see you working with a nurse, which you could still do paperwork, depend on what it is. There you are. Okay. Lisa, I see you working. You're doing the administrative work for care homes. You know, people that may have three bedrooms in their home and individuals, you know, but they're disabled, but, you know, they can help them. Okay.
Yes.
But I see you doing the administrative. It's like you've got five of these houses, okay, and you do the admin for the government. Okay, now it's coming. Okay, you're doing this for the government, this job, and it pays well, but you have to go out to the locations, and like I said, I see five right now, five homes, and it's like 4 to 5 people in each house, and they're caregiver homes, and you just go in, check, get their paperwork or whatever, because you also do checks, make sure the people get paid, and that the people that live in these homes, that their paperwork is all straight, too, whatever that needs to go through you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. So I see that coming up in the future. In fact, that could be permanent for you. Are you interested in something like that, working with care homes?
Yeah,
the administrative side
that.
Of it?
Yeah,
because
I
see you
that.
Going out. But you come back to your office. You got your own office. But I see you going out to monitor and to check. That's it, and pick up paperwork. That's coming up either the latter part of February or the beginning of March, but it's pretty quick. It's like right around the corner. So I would say apply for those positions.
Okay.
Yeah, you'll get the job. But it gives you some flexibility, Lisa, that you don't have somebody over your shoulder. You know what I'm saying? all
yeah,
the time.
That's what
yeah.
I like.
Yeah, so it gives you the flexibility to leave the office and come back and, you know, still do your paperwork and stuff. But, yeah, in the medical field, so that's what I'm seeing right now. And like I said, February or no later than the 1st of March, it's coming up pretty quick. It's almost like if you start looking this week at those type of jobs, that you'll hear back pretty quick. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So check the government and also check private industry.
I picked up something further, Lennis. It's low-income housing for the disabled through the government.
Okay, that makes sense. Hello. Yep.
Okay, that sounds good then.
Yeah, so check on that. Like what Nina just said, and I told you too, yeah, check on that, because you know what? It's a good paying job. And like she said, you know, it gives you the flexibility. So you're not stuck in an office for 8 hours. You can go
exactly.
out and meet the people and kind of talk to them. Yeah, you know, find out how things are going. But the main thing, good paying and flexible. So I would,
great.
This week, I would start looking in that field, what Nina just said, you know, for the Section 8 people, or, you know, folks that lived in the poverty areas.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Let us know, because I feel that pretty strong, and I think Nina does too. So, you know, let us know how it goes. Give us a call back, okay?
Okay, will do. Thank you so much, ladies.
Oh,
you're
welcome, and we're wishing you the very best, young lady.
Thank you.
Ma'am. Okay. Well, we're down to the end of the show, and I want to thank everybody from around the world and in the chat room with Miss Nina, as well as the folks that called in on the phone. Definitely appreciate it and love you for that. Good show today, everybody. It's kind of mellow. I like that. It was good. Nina?
Oh, yeah. I'd like to thank you all for letting me come back to the show and helping you out today. It was a good show. It felt good. I hope we've helped those of you that called in. And I'd like to thank those that were in the chat room. Not much action happening in there. Everybody was pretty quiet, but that's okay for my first.
Yeah, that's okay. Sometimes it's like that, but that's all right.
And yeah. I did hear from Holly while we were on air. And she hadn't made it back home yet, so she wasn't able to jump in on the show. But she will be here next week.
All right. Well, it'll be three of us next week, so be sure and tune in. That's going to be a lot of fun. Oh, boy. And if no one's told you they love you today, well, you know me and Miss Nina do, okay? And not only do we love you, but we do be praying for you, too, that things work out for the best. All right, Miss Nina, I'll let you close her out, young lady.
All right, good night, everyone. Have a great week, and we will see you next Sunday, or hear from you next Sunday. Have a great week, everyone. Love you, Lennis.
Love you too, Nina. Talk to you soon.
Beth.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Oops.
Sono solo e sogno all'orizzonte, mancano le parole. Sì, lo so.
Sorry, wrong one. That was a test.